You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. Greetings and God bless to those of you on the Wilkins Radio Network who've tuned into WGOD and my friends here locally here on WMIE, WD here in you have tuned in today to WGOD. We know the secret. I know the secret. I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting. The key is to tune into His frequency. That's what we're going to do here today. God's got a lot to say to you today if you take the time to listen. We're in Matthew chapter 17. We're going through this Gospel of Matthew here and wrapping it up at church here soon. And here on the radio, we're just a couple chapters behind. Matthew 17, I have entitled this Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. It's a look, first off, at how Jesus was transfigured before Peter and John. And the funny thing is, or fascinating thing is that the Apostle Paul commands us to undergo the same thing. Where is that in the Bible, you ask? I'm glad you asked that question, friend. It's in the book, almost called it the Gospel. Well, you could call it the Gospel according to St. Paul, would be the book of Romans chapter 12, where he says, Be not conformed to this world. That is, don't be like the stinking world. James says, if you're a friend of this world, you're the enemy of God. Don't be like this world. Do not be conformed to this world. But then he said, be ye transformed. And funny enough, it's the same Greek word of what happened to Jesus Christ on the mountain. It said he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. Do you know that you, not only can you, but you're commanded to transform as well? That's what we're looking at here in this message. Here's part two.
Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Ah, same Greek word. Metamorphe. Be not conformed to this world. Notice in this verse, there's not only one, there's two commandments. Number one is don't be like the stinking world. Number two, be transformed. He commands you to be like Jesus was on the mountain. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now he's going to tell you how to do it. By the renewing of your mind. Now he's going to tell you the end result. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Metamorphe. Now don't get me wrong. You won't transform into the image of Christ because you're not Christ. But you will transform into what, or better yet, into who you really are too. He transformed into who he is. You can transform into who you really are. By being obedient to his command. Transform yourself. you will transform yourself into who you really are. And you do that by falling in love with this book. Make this book a part of your life. Be addicted to the Word of God like I am. Fall in love with the Word. Read it. Put it into practice. What did he say to Joshua? Joshua 1:7, 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that things may be well with you. If you want the Midas touch in your life, read and study and take to heart and do what it says, the things written in this book. And you'll have it. And you'll be transformed by renewing your mind. Do not be conformed to this world. To conform to something is to adhere to something like glue or some other adhesive. Don't stick to this world. Don't be like this world. John put it this way. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it's not from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. James put it this way, ye adulterers and adulteresses. Notice what he calls those that buddy up with the world. He's not talking sexual adulterer. Even worse, a spiritual adulterer against God. Ye, meaning plural, adulterers and adulteresses, not to leave anybody out. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity? Remember that word enmity we looked at? Remember that, Darren? The parable of the tares, right? An enemy has done this. A hostile man has done this. That word for Satan, ekthros, anthropos. Know you not the friendship of the world is hostility with God? Whosoever therefore, not to leave anybody out, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's why I hate it so much when I hear Charles Stanley get on the TV and say, oh, there's nothing you could ever do to affect your relationship with God. Balderdash! Partner with this world and you've affected it. Oh, you haven't lost your salvation, but you're an enemy of God. Who wants to be the enemy of God? You haven't lost your salvation? No, no. No, you're just God's enemy. But that's okay. You can stomach that, right? You don't want that. Enemy of God. The world is your enemy. That's why Jesus says, woe when they speak well of you. You're never supposed to give up from the Word of God. And you stand with God on all things. Watch, you can go try this out when you leave here today. Go out here and say, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And watch what happens to you. That's all you have to do. The world is your enemy and your opposition. And you, as a pilgrim, are supposed to just be passing through, not getting addicted to the things that are around us. It's easy to do. Happens to all of us. Whether it's cigarettes or gadgets. You can't get addicted to the things that are around you. God will give you the strength to break the addictions. Some people quit very easily. Oh, I think I'll quit that. Some people got to get violent, like me and others. The warning is just not to be friends with this world, because this is an evil world. It's contradictory to God. That's why James calls you an adulterer if you partner with it. That you are a hostile enemy of God if you are a friend of the world. That is, you vote for someone that says it's okay for a man to marry a man. If you vote for someone like that in November, then you're a friend of the world and not the friend of God. Jesus said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You got to take your stand with God every time. Thank you. And that's going to make some enemies out here. You stand with God, you're going to make enemies. Ask the owner of Chick-fil-A, and he would tell you. You see what someone wrote about Chick-fil-A last week? I put it up on my Facebook. They said the nerve of them opening up a restaurant in New York, that they represented a creepy religion, Christianity, called it creepy. They said they were creepy for thinking marriage is between a man and a woman. The mayor of New York said, over my dead body, will you ever put a Chick-fil-A in here? The governor of New York said, you will never, as long as I live, have a Chick-fil-A in here. The mayor of Chicago said, over my dead body, will you have a Chick-fil-A in the city of Chicago? Why? Because the owner of Chick-fil-A thinks marriage is between a man and a woman. And that God instigated, is that the right word? How about created? God created marriage. It's for a man and a woman, not for who you make it out to be. You can't marry your cat like they do in England now. Let's move on. What's good to know is that you too can come to your full potential here on earth before the appointed time by renewing your mind and you yourself being transformed like Jesus was. Who's in? Count me in, right? All right, back to our main text here. Back to the top, verse 1. Now after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up to a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. All right, question. How did Matthew, who wasn't there, know it was Moses and Elijah? Can't you just hear Pete and John coming down from there? Ooh, have I got a doozy to tell these guys when I get down from the mountain. Ooh, I bet they were itching to just yak. What do you think? Only problem is Jesus is going to lay on them the messianic secret once again. Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen up from the grave. And then it's like, drat. Can't sell this one to the paparazzi, can I? Tell the vision to no one. How did he know it was Moses and Elijah? How about this? I bet Moses' face was on the 5-shekel bill and Elijah was on the 20. No, better yet, maybe they knew who they were because in the age to come, we're going to recognize one another. What thinkest thou? Turn with me to 1 John chapter 3.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth.